Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the threat of IT service providers. You know, so many organizations today have mandates for moving to the cloud or for, you know, outsourcing commodity IT, right? You hear that all the time. It's commodity, we want it out. We want to focus on the core. Get it, totally get it. Same time, in pen test, what do? You steal admin creds and you use those to move throughout the network. And we just saw the US CERT announce an attack that highlights the risk of IT service providers being used as pivot points to attack. So the tip to you is, when you outsource your IT, be very, very careful to monitor those creds and to realize that those particular outsource points could in fact be a junction into your network. The US CERT released this attack. It's been going on for about a year now, so this video is being recorded in May of 2017. The attack was first detected in May of 2016 when they went back and looked. The way it works is they compromise through a number of paths, phishing, exploited vulnerabilities, what have you, into various providers, including IT service providers. Once they're inside these IT service providers, they're establishing command and control. The IOCs for these command and control seem to indicate that some of the same domains that was involved in Stone Panda are also involved with this. Doesn't necessarily mean the Stone Panda. It could just be some of those machines have been, you know, moved over. But some of the same domains that we've seen in the past being reused. Always interesting. The command and control is, of course, encrypted, so there's some difficulty there in detecting what goes on. The Trojan itself, I believe, is called Red Leaves, which, among other things, was interesting to me because it was written in Visual C++. You don't hear about that very much anymore. But so they get in, they install Red Leaves or similar malware variants. They connect back over to command and control using hosts, some of which were identified in Stone Panda, and bam, now they have control over this network. And then they lay low. It's been going on for years, so you can imagine. They've been laying pretty low, low and slow. But now they've got access to admin creds and an IT service provider who has access to various other institutions and organizations. So what would happen there? Pauses for a minute. Everything moving forward is completely theoretical and not covered in the US CERT announcement. But what would happen next is, let's suppose I wanted to infect or snoop on company X. All right, we'll call it ABC Co. And ABC Co. is outsourced core. One of the things that's outsourced core is patching, right? No one likes patches. Patches, psh. So they outsource patching to this IT service provider. The patches require local administrative privileges. The IT service provider has local administrative privileges for all those computers. IT service provider, we'll call it IT Co. IT Co. gets attacked, right, by this attack. Sand Panda has access to those machines. They can see when IT Co. connects over VPN connections to ABC, and they can use those admin creds on every single ABC machine to get in and read documents or do whatever else you would do with admin access, including installing malware on those boxes. If that happened to you, if you're ABC Co., could you detect it? Would you know? Hit me up in comments or in social media, and have a good one.